heard of them called a darning needle?
No.
Or a spindle?
No.
Mosquito hawk?
No.
What kind of stinging insects?
Mosquitoes.
Do you have? All right, well, stinging ones rather than ones that sting you.
Well, bees.
Right. What else?
There's that other, I can't think of the name of it, poisonous thing that stings you with its tail.
The big
spiders sting you.
Yeah.
Hornets sting you. I can't think of the name of that other thing that stings you with its tail, though. It's supposed to be real poisonous.
What about the kinds that are kind of reddish?
Wasp?
Yeah. How would you distinguish between a wasp and possibly a dirt dog?
I think they're about the same.
Then what's the little small insect that stings you that is not a bumblebee?
A honeybee?
No, it's real small and tiny.
You're not talking about mosquito?
No.
I don't know. A bumblebee and a honeybee are the only two bees I know of. A yellow jacket's not any smaller than a hornet.
Yellow jacket's tiny.
So it depends on. I don't know.
Alright. And then you would call a skeeter. What would that really be?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. What's
you mean a mosquito?
Yes. And then the small little insects that you, if you go out and sit in pine straw.
Gnats?
No, that bite you and make you itch.
Gnats.
The little red bugs.
Ants?
No. Tiny little bugs.
Chiggers?
Yes.
Are red bugs?
Yeah. Tiny. You can get them. Y'all always just tell us we get them in the second
part. Red bugs. Yeah. Are chiggers. Yeah. Okay.
You ever call them harvest bugs?
Never.
What are the insects, some green, some brown, that hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers.
Okay. Have you ever inverted them, call them hopper grass?
No.
Have you ever heard that?
No.
What's the small fish you use for bait?
A minnow.
Okay. What do you find stretched in the corner of the room or if you haven't cleaned real well after a while?
Cobwebs.
What's the part of the tree underneath the ground? It's called the...
The root.
Okay, and a tree has many...
Roots.
Right. That's kind of a tree with broad leaves that are shed all at one time, with bark that peels. It's a tall tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark.
An elm?
No, there's a... No, it's not an elm.
An oak?
What are some other trees around here? Oak,
well, there's elms and oaks and poplars and maples. Is that enough?
Well...
Pines, but pines don't have leaves.
No.
Elms, oaks, poplars, maples. Spruce. Spruce is a pine, though.
With an S.
Elms.